Controls our very existence. What we believe can make us stand or fall. It's through our belief we know we can make a difference. With no belief, we are just nothing at all. It's something which is needed to give life meaning, to make the trials and tribulations worthwhile, and to make what triumph that we achieve satisfying, and in trying times allows us to reconcile. It's our belief definitely in the higher power, and the realization we are not alone in the quest for salvation, both now and hereafter. In this quest for a special place we could call we own. If you believe that I am your sister, I want you tell me the reason why. Over a dispute, you take off your pistol, black out me eye. And if you believe in with true faith in the one on high, to tell you the truth, your hatred you can never justify. Yet in this beautiful country, in the eyes of the world so small, must there be so much acrimony? We can't see eye to eye at all. But if we all believe in each other and we follow the master's plan, we could bring peace and love and justice throughout the land. We could bring peace and love and justice throughout the land. Why, oi, why, oi. In this world today of decaying moral standards, a world in which many do not know how to cope, with no goal in life, no chance of ultimate reward, it is a world in which many people are losing hope. Many find it hard to gain personal fulfillment. There are those who simply do not know what to do for a better life, a chance at future advancement. It's important that we have something to hold on to. It's our belief that keeps us striving towards attainment. Every minute of the day that we live in faith, in a better life, one of ultimate fulfillment, and in a dream that will not disappear like a wraith. If we believe in our beloved country, and it is a gift from God's hand, we should have a plan for development and conservation. Instead of selling out our sovereignty, we must do the best that we can to make provisions for present and future generations. And if we believe in integrity, then hurry up, please explain why, in order to serve we country, we must acquire personal gain. Instead of selling values of good men, cooperation and sacrifice, the ingredients that once made our country nice. The ingredients that once made our country nice. desire for all that's holy. From ancient times has been part of the human quest. As human beings, nothing satisfies us fully if it does not come at our Father's behest. The crave that we possess for appreciation, the need to love and to be loved in return. Monuments we build in worship and adoration. Yet despite these things, we still have a lot to learn. It's belief that brought success to Barack Obama in his truly noble quest to fulfill a dream, to walk in the steps of the late Dr. Martin Luther, and to overcome tremendous odds against him. If we believe children are the future, then truly why I can't understand we subject them to physical abuse and molestation. We say we want them to turn out better, provide the best in education. No matter what we do, children grow with no sense of direction. Many grow up without a conscience. But tell me what you expect when every day they're exposed to violence, godlessness, abuse, and neglect. But if we give them a sense of purpose, good values, respect for the chief, but most of all, the power of self-belief. I say most of all, the power of self-belief.